Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Roberta, who says, "Sometime back, you wrote about a rule of providing most but not all profits for deductions. I think it was called something like Irving's Rule. Could you please send the correct name and where I can read about it?" Ah, Roberta, you're talking about the Cohan Rule, as in George M. Cohan, as in "Give my regards to Broadway." This is where you remember it from. It was in an early article in the ILAF Digest. And if you really want legalese, here you'll find a case that references it. George M. Cohan set a precedent because of an audit that disallowed all his business expenses because he didn't have proper documentation. After all, Cohan practically lived on the road out of a trunk. Where was he going to store all those receipts and records? It was obvious to the court that he must have paid for hotels, travel, roadies, whatever they were called at the time, makeup, costumes, music, and a myriad of other things that are usual for actors. In essence, the tax court ruled that if it's obvious you have expenses, IRS must allow you to deduct expenses even without receipts. Over the years, this has been refined to include two more concepts. One is the idea that you have to be able to provide some basis for the reasonable expenses. In other words, worksheets outlining your costs and some objective evidence on how you arrived at those costs. And two, you do have to make an effort to recover available documents and evidence, like credit card statements, bank statements, records of accounts from vendors you use regularly, whatever information you can have to back up the numbers that you used for each expense. You can't just be lazy and say, "Well, I must have had expenses, so you have to accept it. Too bad." Fred Daly has a pretty good explanation in his NOLO book, Stand Up to IRS. I'll give you a link to that. But handled properly, Cohan is a pretty powerful tool, and I use it all the time, and I win. What a legacy for a Yankee Doodle Dandy. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about winning audits and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.